There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, people want to talk. I'm here for it. And just understand something. Outside looking in, right? You guys realize you're still favored to win this game? And you're acting this way? I'm not approaching this that State's winning. I'm very nervous about the game and that I don't know if my quarterback play-to-play will throw the ball to the same team. But this idea, my God, what would happen to you, God forbid, if you were 9.5-point underdogs? What's the term people like to use? Snowflakes? My goodness, people. Good heaven. Like, I'm a Giants fan. We've had nine losing seasons in 11. I have the ability to say I no longer can do this. That's 160 games of pain, not six.
Yeah, it was the rapid decline. They weren't ready for that. They thought, you know what? It's sustainable. It's why Georgia, years they don't win a national title, still a good team. Bama, still a good team.
Well, there is one other thing.
Go ahead.
No, I don't need to. Damn well know what it is.
What does it rhyme with?
Beating. No, David, take a text coming in. And once again, David, you win the hat today. You win the award, A+.
I've been searching high and low for this one. Finally
it's nice.
Found it.
It really is. It was navy blue is the only way it'd be nicer.
I found a gray one. Didn't like that one. That's not their color, so whatever. Not even going to watch the game on Saturday, Mike. Got my natty last year. College football's dying. If y'all win, enjoy it. Weak. Lifelong Michigan
must
fan.
Be. Hey, huge cat fan.
Lifelong Michigan wow. fan. College football is dead for me, so I'd much rather watch the Lions.
It's dead. No. Killed it, you son of a... Are you kidding me?
College football is not dead because if anything, you can say what you want about the 12-team playoff. Other than, Oregon, everybody else is trying to make a case to get in there. So normally, we would be done. We would be talking about four or five teams. We're talking about a bunch. Oh. So the fact that you're not in that discussion means it's dead. College football is not dead. Okay? I know you guys think I killed it. Woo. More exciting than ever.
Go ahead, David. These are your people.
As a Michigan fan, I don't understand the weak-minded coming from our side. This is rivalry week for a reason. Let's enjoy the game and treat it as such.
Right. It's just like 2012 or 2016. There have been some off-brand years in this thing.
Michigan-Michigan State isn't a rivalry, guys. Not a real one. Any rivalry that's played in October isn't real. And when neither side cares about this game, it's not real.
Well, that's you projecting.
Texas. Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah. I guess it's not a real one. It's late in October.
Okay. By the way, it's also an even split over the last 20 years, 10 and 10. It feels rivalry to me. Just saying.
I'm a Michigan alum. Hate Sparty more than the Buckeyes because I know a bunch of Sparties and they all run their mouth. Michigan doesn't take it personal for whatever reason, and I don't understand, but I take it personal.
That's fine. I don't really care how they take it. I just laugh when you think that's an opt-out, like you're going to hit the fan portal like a Dr. Pepper commercial. It's ridiculous. Let's go to the people. See what everybody's got to say. Jake has held patiently. Jake, you're batting leadoff. What's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jake. What's going on in your world? What do you got? Hey.
Yeah, so here's my thing. As a Michigan State diehard, you know, every time that we go into this game and we're double-digit favor or double-digit underdogs, 21-point underdogs, whatever, in my mind, I pretend not to care. But I know damn well the minute the ball kicks off, I'm going to be in my couch. I'm going to get – my blood's going to start boiling, and I'm going to really want to beat them. And then when we lose, it hurts. Right? Like, even last year, you know you're going to get drilled going into that game. You get drilled, you leave the game, and you're like, well, that sucked. My problem with the Michigan people is this week it's radio silence. No one cares about it. You know, they pretend like it's over. They're on to basketball season, whatever their excuse is. But my real problem is if Michigan wins on Saturday, they're all going to be back. My phone's going to be lit up with people talking crap, little brother this, little brother that. And it's going to be like you can't have it both ways. You can't care if you win and talk crap, and then on the other side, if MSU wins, then it's no big deal. We got a natty on to football season. Let's watch the Lions. Like that's a problem I have.
And you have every right to. I mean, Jake, you got to understand, the Michigan fan, they've always had it both ways. Think about this.
Right.
Why are we sitting here and treating Florida State so differently than Michigan? Oh, Michigan, it's right. The players left. No, how about the idea is the cheating stopped, the coach is a dirtbag, they all had to leave, and they are an embarrassment this year. But the media won't say it. Even you got national pundits who will firebomb teams for losing a game, and then I still got to listen to Joel Klatt's dumbass apologize for U of M up until this week.
I was about to say he changed that tune this week.
I mean, it's the same with the cheating. My thing with the Michigan cheating is like, sure, enjoy your natty. I'd do the same thing if it was MSU. The only thing I want a Michigan fan to admit is if that was us doing it, or if that was Ohio State or Alabama, whatever, they would be throwing a fit. They wouldn't be, oh, nothing. It was just a rogue staffer, no big deal. Like, it's just insane. So
that's what I say, Jake. That's why I use the term. It's mental masturbation. These people are out of their minds, Jake. They're insane.
Yeah. I'm stealing that one for the group chat later. Have
you
a good
got
one,
it.
Fellas.
No problem, Jake. But that's the truth. Mm-hmm. I told him, enjoy it now. You're not going to like what happens after. I gave him a warning all spring. Now, I was considered negative at 8-4. But I said, you're not going to like what happens after, but enjoy it now. But you don't get to tell people, you don't get to tell us to respect it. But it's insane to me. It's like, okay, so neither of our teams are great shakes. Doesn't matter. I live with these people. I want to win the game.
What? And all this talk I've had this week of, oh, you know what? This would be for Michigan State's program. Good for. I don't want you to have good.
No,
I don't want
exactly.
you to win this game and have good.
David, you sincerely hope that MSU has structural failure while playing at your place. You hope ours falls down. That's what a rivalry is. And that's why I respect you.
Goodbye, Nick Marsh. Take the money elsewhere.
Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. I think you guys are insane. I'm a Michigan grad. My best friends are state grads. And I'm telling you what, if we lose this game, this next year is going to suck.
Yes.
So,
man, I like you.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know why some Michigan fans, I didn't hear this morning's discussion. But I tell you what. Me and my best friends, we go round and round no matter who's good, who's bad.
That's right, because it's a rivalry and it's fun. And that's, I mean, Scotty, that's what it's supposed to be. But the 8 hours preceding our show on this station, that's what we've heard. Yesterday we did a topic. We talked about which program needs this more. You have Michigan fans who can't even partake in the same conversation, and they're going, it means nothing to anybody because we won things. And I'm like, wait, what?
No one cares about the season anymore.
I'm like, no, I think Sharon needs this win because things are getting pretty nasty.
I do too.
Yeah, I
think Michigan needs this win more than you guys.
I kind of agree with you because I also don't think, Scotty, it's not like the old days. I don't know that winning a rivalry game can turn a tide and get your program back. I don't think win or lose, MSU will be greatly affected by this game in the big picture. Now, will we be more happy? Yes, that's just my opinion. I know, Rico, you disagree a little bit.
I think indirectly it would, because I think at that point, I think a lot of the boosters and donors who kind of bailed on the program after what happened with Tucker would start to warm back up and say, hey, you know what?
Okay. Good point. Point for Rico. I can't argue with that. David, why are you making that hand gesture? It's very offensive. What is the issue?
I want Aiden Childs to also take the money and leave.
Okay. You're a real problem. Okay, we're 27
right,
minutes in.
Down. I'll calm down.
Everybody can be Davis Warren.
248-539-9797. We'll get with more of the people. We got the prop bets coming up. We got a lot to do today. And we are asking a question different than the morning show. And it's just, how could you possibly care more about Lions Titans than this? That is ass backwards to me.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.